Tesvov Ador Aleph, Wednesday the 20th of February, Rabbi Chaim Gross, a big question on Kiddush.
Morning, nice to see you all. Nice to be back here. The Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis brings a din, a seemingly undisputed din, b'shem Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that on Shabbos one has to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says in Gezeirah Shavah, in Parshas Rei it says, Leman Tizkor Es Yom Tzeitcha Meretz Mitzrayim, Leman Tizkor Es Yom. And so too, when the Aseret HaDibros are given, the recounting on the Aseret HaDibros, the Aseret HaDibros the first time in Parshas Yisroi, says Zachar es Yom HaShabbos. So there's a Gezeirah Shavah, Zachar es Yom, Leman Tizkor es Yom. And that din says, the Gemara Pesachim tells us that in Kiddush on Shabbos, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is why we do in Kiddush on the Shulchan Shabbos, in the Nusach of Kiddush, we mention the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It seems that this din in Pesachim is Leis Mada Chaylek. Everyone seems to agree that it's din of mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Interestingly, the Rashbam in Pesachim there, if you learn the Rashbam well, says the following thing, which we'll mention now and hopefully come back to in 23 minutes' time, which is as follows. The Rashbam says, when it comes to mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim on the Kiddush, on Shah Moadim, on the other Yomim Tovim, there we can learn a binyan of a simple Mematzinu, that just as in Pesach, on Pesach in Kiddush, you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too in the other Moadim, it's Pasha and Shavuot and Sukkos, you'd have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as well. That's a simple Mematzinu. Masha'enke, when it comes to mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos, that's where the Gemara said you needed a whole Gezeirah Shavah, which is a much more serious, heavy, limud, to tell us the Zeich and Yetzias Mitzrayim, which you have in the Kiddush on Pesach, you have to have the same thing on Shabbos as well. Other Moadim, a simple binyan, other Mematzinu, when it comes to Shabbos, they need a Gezeirah Shavah. And the Marsha is Mo'oyer on the Debar Rashbam. What should be the Chiluk? Why is the type of limud to take you from the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach to other Moadim different to the type of limud which takes you from the mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Pesach to Shabbos? So, Yitz Hashem, we'll come back to that question soon. But I'd like us now to backtrack to the basics. The Ikar Mitzvah's Kiddush on Shabbos. So, in terms of the gedder of the din d'oraisa of Kiddush on Shabbos, the Rambam says the following thing at the beginning of Perek Haftes in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Rambam, Mitzvahs asei min ha-Torah lekadesh es yom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. The ikar din d'oraisa on Shabbos of Kiddush is to mention Shabbos with words. Shneimar zachor es yom ha-Shabbos lekadshoi kloimar. Zachreyu Zachiras Shevach the Kiddush. Mention Shabbos by referring to its Shevach, its praiseworthiness, and its Kiddush, its difference, its uniqueness. So the Rambam says the Ikar Mitzvah Deraisa is with Devarim Lechud, with words alone, that his words should refer to the Shevach and the Kiddush of Shabbos. Now, that means, according to the Rambam, and the Mephoreshim speak this out, the fact that we are Mekadosh al Yayin, the need for having Yayin with Kiddush, that's only, so to speak, a din darabanan. And the din of Kiddush Barakam Suda is also darabanan. The Ikar Mitzvah Daraisa is with words alone. So now, based on this Rambam, the Magen Avraham paskins in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Orech Chaim the following thing. These are, I think it's quite well known, Magen Avraham, and many Achronim were Mekabel his Pesach. When is it exactly on Leil Shabbos that we're Mekama Mitzvahs Kiddush? So in the Shemoneh Esrei, you say in Shul, in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, when you get to the Guf of the Shemoneh Esrei, after the Gimel Rishonis, you say, Atah Kiddushta. You start speaking about how unique, how praiseworthy Shabbos is. Says the Magen Avraham, it seems that, based on Shitas of the Rambam, just to mention in passing as well, that Tosfos and Sukkah has the same Shita as the Rambam, that the Ikar Mitzvahs Kiddush is with Dvarim, with words, and Ala Kois is Darabonan. So the Magen Avraham, based on these sheets of the Rishonim, the din is that a person is actually Yotzer, his Ikar mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush in the Shemoneh Esrei when he starts speaking about the praiseworthiness and the Kiddush of Shabbos in his Atah Kiddushta. That's the psak of the Magen Avraham. Now this has many nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah himself speaks out these nafkaminas. One would be, if you could imagine such a situation, that a person wasn't sure when they got home, busy house, kids running all over the shop, and he wasn't sure if he made Kiddush or not. His bottle of grape juice was always half empty. He wasn't sure if he made Kiddush or not. So according to the Magen Avraham, in a situation where you've got a suffolk, if you made Kiddush ala kois, you will not need to make Kiddush again. Because once you daven in shul, your Kiddush ala kois was relegated to being a Dorabanan, so you're into a suffolk Dorabanan, and you can be Mekel. That's one nafgamina which the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, coming from the Magen Avraham. Another nafgamina, which again the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, is a katan who is magia le gil chinuch, let's just say he's 11 or 12, but he's not yet bar mitzvah, so he's got a chiyuv darabanan and chinuch for kiddush. So the father comes home from shul on Leil Shabbos, his voice is a bit hoarse, doesn't want to make kiddush, and his kid is desperate to make kiddush and drink the grape juice. So there'll be no problem, according to Magen Avraham, about his kid being waiting to him, because the darabanan of the kid is magia le gil chinuch. Can be moved to the father who has relegated himself to a Darabanan through the fact that he davened in shul, which was the kiyum of the mitzvah deraisa, according to the Rambam and Tosfos. Okay, those are two very important nafkaminas which come out. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself, Mor Ba'arichas in the Be'er Halacha, is extremely concerned about being mekabel the psak of the Magen Avraham. And he gives a series of reasons why. For our purposes now, describe these as the kind of technical reasons why the Mishnah Berurah is worried about the psak of the Magen Avraham. Again, according to the Rambam, the Ikar Mitzvah Kiddush on Leil Shabbos is with Devarim Lechud. That entitles a person to be Yetzer in his tefillah, which will take him down to a Dorabanan and all the nafkaminas that entails. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, he found plenty of Rishonim, the Rashba Baroisham, who hold that Mitzvah Kiddush al Hakois is actually deraisa. Okay? Now it could be that the mitzvah of Kiddush deraisa started off with the Devarim, like the Rambam said, but the deraisa developed, so to speak, into being ala kois, or that's now ma'akev. So according to those Rishonim, when you said your words of Kiddush in your Shemoneh Esrei and Shul, that wouldn't be enough to be yet to your chi of deraisa, which means when you came home, you didn't remain with the chi of deraisa, which now has to be niskayim ala kois. So according to those Rishonim, the Magen Avraham, who never claimed that he was coming from those Rishonim, is, of course, not applicable. The Rosh in Arbei Psachim says that Kiddush B'makom Se'uda is also Ma'akev in your Kiyum of Chovis Kiddush. Meaning, if you don't have Kiddush B'makom Se'uda, you're not even Makayim Kiddush B'chalal. So again, according to that, for sure, you didn't, I certainly hope you didn't have a Se'uda in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei. You weren't Yetzer your Chiyuv in the Shemoneh Esrei.
I think you'd be bad.
And the last Taina that the Mishnah Berurah has on the Psak of the Magen Avraham is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Samach, that certainly with Mitzvot Deraisa, Mitzvot Shrichas Kavana. You have to have Kavana, you have to have intention for the fact that you're being yoked to your mitzvah, but Shas, you're doing your mitzvah. So now, in Shemayna Esrei, who really thinks about the fact, halavai I lie, but I think about the Shemayna Esrei, yeah? Who's thinking about the fact that he's being besmalah Shemoneh Esrei and the course of his Shemoneh Esrei are now also being the Kayim, my mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush? So that's, in simple but seest, that doesn't sound like it's very matzui. Benoisaf lezer, the mitzvah Kiddush, which we associate with, the mitzvah Kiddush kedaboy, as Chazal asked, even if you hold that the Kiddush ala kois, or Kiddush makom seuda, are only Dorabanan, which is what we said the sheet of the Rambam is, we all know that's Chazal said, this is how you should do Kiddush. Kiddush, lemaisa Kiddush la kois. That's how the Rabbanan said you should do Kiddush. That makes it, so to speak, even more likely that you're going to be mechaven to Kiddush in your Shemoneh Esrei. Well, we all know that Chazal said do Kiddush la kois. We all know that Chazal said do Kiddush Rabbakum Suda. So on this basis, the Mishnah Berurah, like I said, is very nervous to take on the Psak of the Magen Avraham. You'll work this out yourself. The Mishnah Berurah does say later on, and you'll work out why this is not a stirrer, that when you've got a katan who's magia the gil bar mitzvah, even though if we're not sure, no, already to the gil bar mitzvah, he's 13, we're not yet sure whether he actually has all of the halachic maturity to be considered a gadol, not sure if it's maybe shtei sairus, we didn't bring shtei sairus, which means normally speaking we would not rely on him to be moitzi other people in a chi of deraisa. Nevertheless, if his father davened in shul, and his kid was, and then he came home, and his kid who was just 13 wants to be mate to him in kiddush, there the Mishnah Berurah says you could be semech on a Magen Avraham, but not with a kid who's 11 or 12. Okay, you have to work out why that's not a stira, but not for now. Anyway, so we're essentially holding the Ikkar Mitzvah's Kiddush according to the Rambam is with words. On the, I'll smack that. The Magen Avraham said, you're Yetzer in Tefillah. And the Mishnah Berurah, for basically speaking, what we'd call technical reasons, are you leaving Mechaven? What about the Rishonim who say that Kiddush Lakos is actually Deraisa? What about the Rishonim who say you have to have Kiddush Makom Siddur to be Yetzer Yochavis Kiddush? On the basis of this, the Mishnah Berurah is reluctant to be Mechaven the Pesach and the Magen Avraham and all of the Nafgaminas which came with that Pesach. For example, in a situation where you're besafek, or in a situation where someone who's got a durabanan wants to be motzi when you came home from shul. Okay, good. So, if that was the extent of the problems, we'd perhaps have the drachim would have means to solve those problems. We would be mechaben in tefillah. We're prepared to be semach on those rishonim. But aside from all of these issues, the Bir Halacha asks with a major. You'll see this is a story and a half. This Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha asks a major question on the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, and he's metame how the Magen Avraham and those who came after him didn't see the seemingly blatant kasha. We started with the Gemara Pesach and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we pointed out that there's a seemingly undisputed din of Rav Acha bar Yaakov. There's seemingly no controversy surrounding it. The person has to Mishum Gezeira Shava mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in his kiddush on a Friday night. According to Magen Avraham, understands that we'll be Mekayim Shitas Rambam with our words of Kiddush and our Shemona Esrei. That's very nice, but if you open up the Siddur, you won't see any mention in the Shemona Esrei of Yetzias Mitzrayim whatsoever. So Magen Avraham's plan is a nice plan. We could get around maybe those technical problems, but in the Tekhon Advarim, there's no kiyum to the din, the undisputed din in Pesach and Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Shem Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in your Kiddush. So you're already on the money. So the Bir Halacha says, Eich he'elimu eineihem b'davazeh. How could the Magen Avraham, all the Achroinim who followed after him with Mekabes Pesach, ignore the fact that in your Shemona Esrei, Agav, some Rishonim did have in their Siddur a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the middle of the Shemona Esrei on Leil Shabbos, but we don't have that yet. So for the Bir Halacha, how could the Magen Avraham and all the Achroinim who went after him not seemingly chup, this pashta kasha that you need to have Yetzias Mitzrayim in your kiddush to become your kiddush. Now that's the kasha of the Bir Halacha. It's a tamir gedoyle, he says. In fact, the Bir Halacha wasn't the first person to ask this question. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch, asked this question of the Magen Avraham, and he's chaylik on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham's a non-starter, I'll smach this kasha. So he dismisses the Magen Avraham from Psak, which means even if you davened, and even if you were mechaven to be Yetzias Yochavis Kiddush in your Shemona Esrei, hooray, you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you get home, you zichah got a chi of deraisa in Kiddush, you did not relegate yourself to a derabanan, and all of the nafgaminas, or lack of which that entails, apply. You've got a chi of deraisa, your chi of is a chi of deraisa when you get home from shul. That's the Divra Minchas Chinuch. So the Bir Halacha very bravely tries to be miyashev, the Pesach of the Magen Avraham, you were Yetzias Kiddush, al af, that you didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the first, he has two mahalchim. The first one is simple, the second one, as our gentleman here was already leading us towards, is significantly more convoluted. But the first thing that the Bir Halacha says is maybe the Magen Avraham understood that the Gemara in Pesachim was not telling you a din d'oraisa. This Gezeira Shavu is just an asmachta d'rabbanan, even though that's not seemingly how it's presented. So in as much as it's an asmachta d'rabbanan, you're not required mid-d'oraisa in your kiddush to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So when you said in your Shemona Esrei words of Shevach and Kiddush about Shabbos, that was enough for your Deraisa. And you know what? When you get home and you're Mekayim, you're Din Darabon of being Mekadosh Alakos, there you'll mention, if we take on the Tzasmachta, there you'll mention, you'll be Mekayim, your Tosefes Chiyuv Darabon, and to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Bir Halacha's first attempt to be Miyashav Divrei Magen Avraham. And here comes the second one. And for this, you really need to have your seatbelts on. Says the Bir Halacha the following thing. He says, well, you know what? At the end of your Kriya Shema, in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Great. You mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you're not too far away from your Shemona Esrei. And Chazal tell us, the Hashdi Beinu is a Ge'ula Arichta. So you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, and Parsha sits it towards the end. And Hashdi Beinu is a Ge'ula Arichta. So that's already being Mekarev, your your Zeichet Yetzias Yisrael to the Kiddush B'Dvarim, which you're going to say in your Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Be'alacha, that's not a bad plan. We've got a big hefsek between, because the Gimel Rishonah, it's the first three brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei, they are mafsik between your mentioning Yetzias Yisrael, followed by your Geulah Richter. So before you get to the Atah Kiddushta, you've got those Gimel Rishonahs in the way. That's a really tricky obstacle.
Just that or Kaddish as well? What is the issue?
He's not actually, it's interesting, he's not actually a Mesiaches to the Kaddish at all. But it could be that we'll deal with the Kaddish with the next Shlav. It's a good question. So says the Be'alach, I'll come up with a solution. Because in those shuls where they say Vashamru, so Vashamru speaks about the Shevach of Shabbos, the praiseworthiness of Shabbos. I remember the Rambam said that the Kiddush Deraisa B'dvarim with words has to refer to the Shevach of Kiddush. So it's a bit halacha. Okay, so we mentioned Yetzias Yisrael. Let's not forget the train. We mentioned Yetzias Yisrael at the end of Parsha Tzitzis in your Kriya Shema. And then Hashem Yivenu's Geulah Richter. And then you went into Vashamru, and you mentioned the Shevach of Shabbos. Okay, good. So you're already saying Divrei Kiddush. Oh, says the bit halacha. Hang on a second. We might have mentioned the Shevach of Shabbos, sorry, but we haven't yet mentioned the Kedusha Shabbos. So we did half of the Rambam in Vashamru. We need to get to the second half of the Rambam in Atah Kiddushta. But because you're Meshabeach Shabbos in your Vashamru, says the Be'alacha, well, you know what? Being Meshabeach Shabbos in Vashamru and being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Gemara Shonis, we can consider that a Hemshech. The praiseworthiness of Shabbos and the praiseworthiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are like Siamese twins, yeah? Or at least twins. So that's not considered a Hefsek anymore. Once you started Be'inyan Shevach of Shabbos, you can carry on with the Gemara Shonis. I'm going to be Mastik, because I'm a Shabbat from Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that will take you towards the Atah Kiddushta of the Divrei Kiddush on Shabbos. And this, as a Bir Halacha, is what the Magen Avraham must hold to get out of this major kasha we have, that his way of being Mekayim, your Din Kiddush Deraisa on Leil Shabbos, didn't include a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ad Kan Divrei Bir Halacha. Yeah, so that is an extremely adventurous plan between Miyashev, the Magen Avraham, that we started off with the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, there you mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim, through Hashki Venu, then hopefully Vashamru, which is Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Meshabech Shabbos. There's no hefsek on the fact you're then Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara Shonos, and then finally you arrive at the words of Divrei Kiddush themselves, and that'll be your kiyum of Mitzvah Deraisa and Kiddush, and that's what the Magen Avraham meant. That's a plan and a half, right? Okay, however, the Be'alach himself, Mishra Be'alach himself, has a ha'ara on this pshat. He admits that this betocha doichak, something you have to say for the Magen Avraham. You then go with the minchas chilas derech of saying that the Magen Avraham is simply incorrect in his psak. So that's the Mishnah Berurah's attempt to be miyasha the Magen Avraham. Now there's two ha'aras we could say on this bit halacha, one of which he himself points out. You know, normally speaking, when we mention Yetzias Yisrael, for example, in the Kiddush on Yom Tov, even on Shabbos itself, in the course of the Kiddush, we point out, for example, on Yom Tov, that Yom Tov is a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. In the Kiddush itself, we refer to that which would be Mekadesh, either Shabbos or Yom Tov, having some kind of link to Yetzias Mitzrayim. This day itself is a Zecher, I'm deliberately avoiding translating that word for now, is itself related to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now my Rebbe, Rabbi Yorebin, asks his kasha. According to the Be'alacha's plan, in the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, what did he do? You mentioned the fact that the Asheret Tzitzis came to Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. And somehow or other we managed to make some links in the chain to the mentioning of Shabbos 5 minutes later. But at no point in this plan, to be Miyashev the Magen Avraham, did we say that there was some kind of link between Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim? We just mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim with nothing whatsoever to do with Shabbos, and then somehow made a chain with lots of links to get us to mentioning Shabbos later on. There was no description of the day itself as having anything to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's one question. There's another question which the Bir Halacha himself says, that just on a technical basis, we'd have thought that to be Mekayim the Din, that the Gemara in Pesachim says, that Kiddush needs to have a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is that the words about Mitzrayim actually have to be part of the Nusach HaKiddush, in the way, again, that we're accustomed to on Yom Tov and on Shabbos itself, on Yom Kaddish La'Yayin, would have expected that the Nusach HaKiddush contains those words. The Be'er Halacha himself admits the difficulty over here. We're not, even in this plan, putting Yetzirah Mitzrayim into the Divrei Kiddush. Not inside the Divrei Kiddush. They're just juxtaposed. Who says juxtaposed is enough? Surely the Yetzirah Mitzrayim should be in the Kiddush itself, as we're accustomed to on Yom Tov. So even with this fantastic plan, all we did was make some kind of closeness between them. We didn't actually put the Kiddush into the Yetzirah Mitzrayim. These are two substantial kashas on the Be'er Halacha's plan for Magen Avraham. Just again, to summarise where we're holding, the Magen Avraham was the one who pointed out that the Rambam says the Ikar Mitzvah's Kiddush on Shabbos is the words themselves. Says the Magen Avraham, based on that, your Shemena Esra, your Yeti Yechiv Deraisa, and aside from the technical kashas of Kiddush Makom Sudeh, Kiddush Ala Yayin, and Mitzvah Shrichas Gavana, the Magen Avraham came up with this Tamiya, which the Minchas Chinuch, so to speak, dismissed the Magen Avraham with. That where was your mention of Yetzirah Mitzrayim, which the Gemara Pesachim said before, for Megzeirah Shava, is a necessity. One derech the Be'er Halacha gave was that the din in Pesachim was only asmachta. The second derech the Be'er Halacha gave was that our plan, which starts with the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, went all the way through to Atah Kiddushta. And we have on that two ha'aras. The first was, there's no place where we're actually saying the Shabbos itself has got any kind of connection to Yetzirah Mitzrayim. You just mentioned the fact that historically speaking, Hashem took us out of Egypt in the third paragraph. And the second one was that we don't actually find Yetzirah Mitzrayim in the Guf Nusach HaKiddush. Okay. So a plan, perhaps, we're quite far down the journey, a plan perhaps to understand why the Be'er Halacha's second, the Be'er Halacha's train, the Be'er Halacha's map might work, even though there's no description of a connection between Shabbos and Yetzirah Mitzrayim, and actually the Yetzirah Mitzrayim, it doesn't enter into the Guf Nusach of the Kiddush. So the Pasuk in Ve'es Chanan, it says, "V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisib eretz Mitzrayim." You have to remember you're an eved in Mitzrayim. "V'yotzeich Hashem lekecha misham biyad chazaka b'zeren atuya." Al kain, the Messiah, the pasuk in Ves Chanan. Al kain, sivcha Hashem lekecha la'aseis is yom haShabbos. The pasuk starts. Remember that you're an eved in Mitzrayim. Hashem took you out of there with a strong arm, an outstretched arm. Al kain, sivcha Hashem lekecha la'aseis is yom haShabbos. That's al kain. Al kain, not translated yet. Hashem was mitzava us to do Shabbos. Remember, you're in Eved Mitzrayim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Al Kain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do Shabbos. What's the pshat in this pasuk? So there's a beautiful Ramban, Afanot. The Ramban starts off by quoting the Rambam. The Rambam says that the pasuk means the following thing. On Shabbos, of course, and this is why, this is, again, this is in the recounting of the Aseret HaDibros, when it says Shamor and not Zachor. So the Rambam says, over here, the Torah is referring to what you're not supposed to do on Shabbos. It's telling you rest, take it easy. Don't be busy with your life. Things can be really busy during the week. On Shabbos, take a step back and rest. Why did the Torah tell you to do that? It was in order that you should relive the fact that when we left Mitzrayim, life had been really tough in Mitzrayim for decade after decade with all the avodas parech and all the difficult work. And we went from Avdus in Mitzrayim to Menucha. Says the Torah, relive that process of going from travails and difficulty during the week to Menucha Shabbos. The Menucha Shabbos is a reliving of the fact that we went from Avodas Parech to Menucha in Mitzrayim. Which means, according to the Rambam, there's an intrinsic link. The Menucha Shabbos is a reliving of the Yetzia from Avdus to Cheiros. That is the Rambam. If that's true, we see there's an intrinsic link between Yetzirah Mitzrayim and Shabbos. That's not going to help us over here. That's just a warm-up. The Ramban himself, this is what we really need, disagrees. The Ramban says that's not pshat in the pasuk. Says the Ramban is a different pshat entirely. According to the Rambam, the pshat in the al-kain of the pasuk is the reason why we have Shabbos is to remember Mitzrayim, Yetzirah Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban a different pshat. That's not what the pshat is. Says the Ramban. You know, it's very difficult. Shabbos is Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. We think about Ma'aseh Bereishis. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was made Yesh Ma'ayin. There was nothing around. Everything was very, very static. And all of a sudden, he made this big old world. That's very quite a difficult thing to be ma'amin. That's not the type of thing we generally experience, that something's created from nothing. Says the Ramban, that's the pshat of the kesher between Yetzirah Mitzrayim and Shabbos. Is we've never seen a bria of Yesh Ma'ayin. But if we think very hard in the historical annals, you know, once upon a time, life was very static in Mitzrayim, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu came and he changed the Bria in a really, really substantial way. He made Oisos and Moisim and Makos and Kriyas Yamsef. He did all these amazing things which you never would have expected. You know, life is supposed to go on in its normal Seder. And he came and he was Mashana the Bria in an extremely innovative way which no one was expecting. If you remember that element of Yetzirah Mitzrayim, which is Kain, a Bria of Yesh Ma'ayin, the dramatic shinui, the mighty operations that Kodesh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim, if you remember that, that will help you to get to the emunah in the zeich and the ma'aseh bereishis, which Shabbos involves. Wow. Says Ramban, that's a pshat in the pasuk of Al Kain. You've got to keep, remember that you're in Eved Mitzrayim. And if you remember that, now, as a result of that, you'll be in a position to be ma'amin, to be mekayim mitzvah Shabbos properly. Remember that you're in Eved Mitzrayim. That will give you a kli. That will get you into the Shemira Shabbos mode. Ah, I remember. Kodesh Baruch Hu does really creative things with the Bria. Oh, Al Kain, Hashem told you that keep Shabbos. So to speak, Hashem created the Kli for us. Kaviyachol, without that Kli, Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't have given us Shabbos. We've got a means of getting into the Yesh Ma'ayin mode by remembering Yetzirah Mitzrayim. And that's Pshat in the Al Kain. It's a beautiful Pshat in the Ramban.
Long way.
Huh?
Long way, not to get there.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, that's, you've got to be mo'ireh yourself through remembering Mitzrayim, and that will get you to the Emunas Yesh Ma'ayin, which is the Ikar of Shabbos. That's how the Ramban says Pshat in the Pasuk, which is, forget everything else, just a fantastic Ramban. So it comes out according to the Ramban. There's actually not, when we're doing our Mitzvah Shabbos, we're not, so to speak, finding an intrinsic link between Shabbos and Yetzirah Mitzrayim, like the Ramban said. The Ramban, remember, said that Shabbos is a reliving of the menucha of the Yetzirah Mitzrayim, which we're bezeichet. This is Ramban, that's not the pshat. Yetzirah Mitzrayim, being remembering it, it's just a means of getting you into the mood. It's like a kli, it's like a means, a technique to allow you to do Shabbos properly. They're not intrinsically linked. Oh. So now, if that, based on this Ramban, I think we can miyashev in our remaining 4 minutes, both of our ha'aras on the Be'er Halacha, and we could go all the way back to the Divrei Rashbam at the beginning of our discussion, which is as follows. We asked a question, hang on a second, according to the plan the Be'er Halacha had to Miyasha the Magen Avraham, we don't actually find that we're describing any type of link between Shabbos and Yetzirah Mitzrayim. We're just mentioning Yetzirah Mitzrayim in the third paragraph of Kriyat Shema. According to the Ramban, that's no problem. Because the mentioning of Yetzirah Mitzrayim on Shabbos is just a means to get you into a mode. Remember Mitzrayim? Oh wow, a fantastic story happened there. Oisus and Moisim and Paro and Yamsef, that was an unbelievable thing. That will get you into the mode. If that's true, we're not looking for a description of an intrinsic link between Shabbos and Yetzirah Mitzrayim, because that's not the inyan of the link between Shabbos and Yetzirah Mitzrayim. We're not saying that they are one of the same, like the Ramban said. According to the Ramban, we're just being mo'ira, we're using Yetzirah Mitzrayim as a kli, as a means to get us into the Yesh Ma'ayin mode. If that's true, that's okay, but I just have to mention Mitzrayim. I don't have to point out that Mitzrayim and Shabbos are similar, because all I'm trying to do is mention Mitzrayim to Ma'oyre me to get into the Yesh Ma'ayin mode. We also asked a question. Second question we asked, we don't actually find, according to the plan for the Magen Avraham, which is the Be'er, like I said, we don't actually find that Yetzirah Mitzrayim creeps its way into the Nusach of Kiddush, like it does in Yomtsev. That's also okay. We don't need it to be part and parcel of the Nusach. We just need it to get into that mode of thinking that Kodesh Baruch Hu can make dramatic shinuim with a Bria. He could even do Yesh Ma'ayin. So just Mo'ir that in you beforehand, that's okay. Get into the mood beforehand, and when you get to the actual Kiddush yourself, you'll be in the right place to be ma'amin of the Yesh Ma'ayin Bria. So according to that Ramban, there's two ways of answering these haras. And with this, with Masayim in our last 2 minutes, we said right at the beginning that when Rav Acha bar Yaakov said his din in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Beis, that you need a gezerah, there's a gezerah shava to take you from mentioning Yetzirah Mitzrayim in the Kiddush on Pesach to mentioning Yetzirah Mitzrayim in the Kiddush on Shabbos, that needed a gezerah shava. Whereas when it comes to the Shama Adim, you remember that it's a mere binyan av, a mere matzinu, an easy comparison, an easy journey. In the same way you mentioned Yetzirah Mitzrayim in Kiddush on Yom Tov, so do you do on Shabbos. And the Maharsha asked a question, well, what's the chiluk? Why should it be that when it comes to Shama Adim, you can get away with a mere matzinu, but you did much heavier limit of a gezerah shava to go from the mentioning of Yetzirah Mitzrayim in the Kiddush on Pesach to on Shabbos. So again, according to the Ramban we mentioned just now, it seems to be very miyushav. On the other Yom Tovim, for example, on Shavuos and Sukkos, it's part and parcel of the inyan of the Yom Tov, the fact we left Mitzrayim. On Sukkos, we left Mitzrayim, went to Adani HaKavod, we were in the Midbar with Sukkos Mamash. Part and parcel of Sukkos is it itself, The Moed itself is Zeichet Yetzias Mitzrayim because that was part of our journey. Shavuos, obviously, we left Mitzrayim, only Almanas would be Mekabel the Torah. So part of the actual Teichen of the Yom Tov itself, the theme, the concept of the Yom Tov itself, is the fact that we left Mitzrayim. So understand, there I can get away with a mere Mematzinu, an easy comparison. Masha Einke, when it comes to Shabbos, according to the Ramban, there's nothing intrinsic about Shabbos and the story of leaving Mitzrayim. No. Yetzias Mitzrayim is just a kli, it's just a means to get me into the mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability to Mishana the Bria, such that when I come to the Ikka Mitzvah of Shabbos, Ikka Mitzvah of Shabbos, which is to be Mamin and the Yesh Ma'in, the Zeich Lema'aseh Bereishis, I'm in the ability to do that. That you should have to mention this external kli in the actual Kiddush itself, I don't know if I could come to that conclusion so easily. There I did a whole ganzer Gezeirah Shabbat to tell me that just in the same way that in Kiddush, on Pesach, you mentioned it's a rhyme, even this, so to speak, external kli to be ma'orah me to the Indian of Mitzvahs, Shabbos, and the Yesh Ma'ayin also creeps its way into the Kiddush, and that's why there you need a Gezeirah Shabbat. Have a wonderful day.
Good.